Well, the problem is, I always answer that question threefold. It's an environmental pest, an environmental scourge, actually. It's an agricultural pest, and it's certainly a human amenity pest where they can build up in very high populations, and they love to live in built-up areas with people. Of course, they can sting people, pets, and livestock as well. And the cost to community and control of the pest would be very high if they established here.
What do they look like? Do they look any particularly different to the paper wasp I think a lot of people would see in their gardens?
They look so similar to the paper wasp, and that's a bit of a problem because you're getting calls all the time about the very common paper wasp. If you look on the, we have a very good website dedicated to the European wasp, and do you see the pictures there? We actually have a reckoner showing the paper wasp and the European wasp side by side, showing the differences and the similarities. European wasps are more bee-shaped. They're more squat and less, not that long, elongated shape with a narrow waist. But the main thing is they have black feelers, so the antennae on the head are completely black.
How many of them are found here in WA?
Last year we found 52 nests, destroyed 52 nests. The year before that it was 83, so it does vary, but it is quite high. We're always going to be getting fertilised queens accidentally shipped over here in freight and cargo from the eastern states. There's nothing we can do that. And that's why the nests are mainly found in industrialised areas, because they're the freight endpoints for all this cargo, and the queens wake up in those places, fly out of the shipping container or the stack of pallets or whatever, and start seed new nests in nearby areas.
When did we first discover the European wasp in WA, Mark?
1977 in Mosman Park, and a visiting English entomologist saw them land on his scone, apparently, and he took them to the department and said, you know what this is, they shouldn't be here. And it's gone from there. We've destroyed 1,030 nests since then. It's 40 years since the program's been going. And West Australia is the only place in the world that's kept them from establishing for so long within the wasp's reign. So we can thank the public and the industry and the department for that. It's really been a great team effort.
Is it more helpful to for people to report a wasp nest, or if people are fairly sure they've seen a European wasp, would you like them to report it anyway?
Yeah, if the call's important to the person, it's important to us, and we dealt with the gentleman you referred to today. It wasn't a European wasp, but he suspected it was because it was flying into the ground. It was a native wasp, but yeah, if you see wasps flying into a hole in the ground, that's suspicious. If you see wasps going for meat products, whether it's bugs on the grill of your car, or whether it's your barbecue, or whether it's your pet food, if wasps are going for meat, that's suspicious. Give us a call. And yeah, we take all calls about wasps, but it really is helpful if people go to the website and just make sure they've got something that looks like that European wasp picture.
And you say if they're going into a hole in the ground, is that they're nesting, or is that something else?
Yeah, that's nesting. They have large nests, like a busy beehive, and with a single hole about the size of a golf ball, and they fly into the ground. They can be in a roof cavity, but I think it gets too hot here in Perth and they die out. About 95% of our nests are subterranean, and all you'll see is that hole in the ground with hundreds of wasps coming and going per minute. But, of course, this time of year when the nests are just starting, you might only find a few wasps coming and going.
Hey, while I've got you, it is wasp season. Have you got any advice? Because I know listeners will ask for people who spot paper wasp nests on their fence. How do you get rid of them?
Yeah, well, that's the main difference. Paper wasps, you'll see the nest, even if they're covered under the ridge capping, but they've got that little papery honeycomb nest that looks like a crumpet. Yes, they're a pest. They do sting. What we recommend is you spray them with fly spray at sundown. Without good light, especially when it's cooler, they'll just drop harmlessly to the ground and just destroy the nest when it's not active the following day. Or, of course, you can call your pest control professional.
I really appreciate your time, Mark. Mark Widmer is a technical officer with the Department of Agriculture and Food. So how should people contact you if they've been to the website, they think they've seen a European wasp or a nest? What should they do?
Yes, the number's on the website. If you just Google European wasp WA, you'll see it there. But can I give you the number?
Yeah, I'd love you to.
9368 3080. And we have a pest and disease information service, and that email address is padis@dpird.wa.gov.au.
Well, I hope you don't get too many call-outs. It sounds like you've been doing a great job keeping them under control.
Thank you very much.